pieces are very long. Okay, yes. And they have these phrases that just go on and on and on. Okay, so if we can have that notion of moving forward. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wants fire at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So for me, right now there's just some hesitation. Okay. So I just want to take it out of context. Really blowing through and not, again, not moving on until you're happy with how the note sounds. So, all right. Those two notes sound the same to you? It's okay if they do.
So.
Okay. So, right now I'm hearing kind of like an ah-y type of thing. Okay. And I like to think ah and da the entire time. So I'm getting the exact same color between each note.
Right.
Okay. Let's try it again. Good. So, just with the A flat to the G flat. I want to make sure that you're blowing through. Okay, that interval. Can you just play the A flat to G flat? It sounds to me like you're still backing off just a little bit. Approach a better product, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, because again, if you back off, okay, not gonna work.
Right.
Okay. So now, just slowly in time, whole thing slurred. Sound that you want that beginning to be. Okay?
Still slurred or?
Still slurred. Okay. Excellent. One more time. Good. Okay. Now you're going to play in time. I'll give you 4 and 1. Okay? So, again, having that setup, okay,
right.
and that's the trouble with beginnings like this, you know, and you have to, you know, kind of create a little bit of an intro for yourself.
Right.
You know, anytime I'm practicing, like, orchestral excerpts or band excerpts, I always make sure I know what's before it. You know, I was coaching somebody on the BAME on Tuesday, you know, and I asked this young man if he knew what came before his first intro, and he was like, I don't know what you mean, you know, and... I'm not trying to trick him. It's just 16 notes. You know, and having that in your ear. You know, so I think having that approach to these is going to be really nice. Okay. What do you think of for double time?
In terms of.
You saying ta ka do.
I think, generally speaking, depending on like in this passage, I think more like do and do. But
okay.
Always the like ooh syllable as opposed to more like ah, because John is bad. So
Okay, so I won't argue with the approach. I'm just hearing a little bit of muddiness. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep the ooh, but I want you to think about being more forward. Like right? Like if Vince were here, you know, his go to for doubling Kate. Kitty, 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 you know, and having that very, you know, far forward, as far forward as you can, so that the gap is as small as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you try that one time? Mm-hmm. Good job. Yeah. All right, now, super slow. To me, it wasn't drastically different. Okay? And the thing with double tonguing, especially as my music ed majors, you know, anytime you want your middle school or high school conversation to double tongue, you know, essentially you're asking the back of their tongue to do something that the front of their tongue has been doing since they picked up the horn.
Right.
You know, so we have to play catch up. Okay? So doing little small etudes, you know, with just the cup and really overdoing it. Okay? So I want you to do that one more time, really slowly accenting the cup and then play it in context. Context.